They still they've lost some good players on their end with Bennett, and they just sat down Alshon Jeffrey as well. But with Cutler and Forte, and they still have some good young players on their team as well. So they're gonna come in with trying to win the game. It's a home game for them. It's a division game, and we'll be ready.
Sorry, if I stepped in a little late. Just how are you health wise? Obviously missed practice this week. Your expectations for Sunday?
That's Caldwell. You go ahead and ask Caldwell all those questions right there.
Would it be upsetting though if missed the last game?
No.
To finish off on the right foot. You guys got off to a rough start. You can finish the second half 6-2. I know momentum doesn't carry from season to season.
I just think 6-2 just shows just the character of the team, because I've been on losing teams before, and it can go either way. It could be a lot of problems inside the locker room amongst players, but we have a lot of players here that are professionals and older, and it's all about our business. So we finish. It's the reason why we finished last, just the people in the locker room, and that's what we want to do. We want to finish on a good note, and then, like you said, look forward to next year.
What would you want Jim Caldwell to
return? I love Jim Caldwell. I love Coach Caldwell. As a coach, but just as a man, period. Leave it like that.
As a player's coach, but some people can think of that as a negative connotation. There's a positive one for you guys. He's not soft in that regard as a player's coach. The guy that understands you guys, right?
I wouldn't say. What I just said before is I respect him as a man, and I respect him as a coach.
Not to say the end of the season is a little bit different, especially going into the last week or two, because there's such a turnaround from year to year that this is probably the last time a group as a defensive line you'll be together. And he said this is probably one of the close-knit defensive line groups he's ever been a part of.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that?
Every year in the NFL, it's a different room. Just from last year, we lost people from last year, and then 2 years ago we lost people in our D-line room, and you build so many relationships in this room, and as a D-line we are a close-knit group, and I feel like with all teams, D-lines really are if you have a good team, the D-line would be the strong point of the team, and I feel like we were a strong point with this team, and we're going to play this last game together. We're going to play for each other.